Looking for your next go-to smoke shop? Stop scrolling, I've got you. Headshop.com is the number one online smoke shop, already trusted by over 100,000 happy smokers, just like you. They've got it all. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, even THCA flower, all in one place. Need a new daily driver? Grab a smooth glass bong or a classic smoking pipe. More of a concentrate fan? Their dab rigs, e-rigs, and wax accessories are designed for smoother, harder-hitting sessions. And yes, they've even got legal THC flower. Best part? Every order ships fast and discreet, which is why thousands of smokers keep coming back. So don't waste time hopping between shops. Shop the best in dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, and THCA flower right now at headshop.com, the number one online smoke shop. Headshop.com has what you need. Check it out today. Oh, and because you're listening right now, you get 10% off your next order when you use the coupon code HSHOP at checkout. Go to headshop.com now and smoke smarter.
Oh, this beautiful morning sunshine at the Beach House Beach Bunker. Welcome to a Thursday. I hope it's off to a great start. Coffee in hand, sunshine pouring through that window. Oh, what a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And we've got an incredible forecast coming up. 7 days of sunshine. Seekers of the sun, we have found it. We are going to get into some summer weather and fast. And we're going to talk all about money today on the show. About food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Food, well, of course, we love going to restaurants when we can to enjoy a meal. And that comes with the service of waiters and waitresses. And yesterday was Waiter and Waitress Day. And we got into quite the discussion online involving tips. We will talk a bit about that as well this morning. How much are you tipping your waiter or waitress? What is acceptable? What are the tipping rules? There's actually some tipping laws in this country. Making headlines down the road in our capital city of Winnipeg is a new initiative that is getting a lot of reaction online. And it's their parking meters. Normally, the little device that you just, you know, throw in a couple of coins, you go into your meeting, you're on your way. You won't be able to throw in a couple of coins anymore. In Winnipeg, they're going to be moving to digital parking meters everywhere. Go to do a little bit of shopping or something like that. And you're saying to yourself, okay, I don't have the app on my phone, all it, because it's a city app you're going to need. And then I'm thinking to myself, really, you know, do we need money anymore? Is money even a thing? We're dealing with crypto and digital and interact and all this other stuff. I'm taking the side of we don't need money anymore. The United States passed the No Tax on Tips law last night. It is passed. It has passed the Senate. If you're a waiter or waitress in the U.S., you will not be taxed on your tips. However, there is some fine print. There's always fine print. And we'll talk about the restaurant server's secret move. Maybe it's worked on you. Point to prove. 2025. Did you get your tickets for this? You should get your tickets for this. This is a fundraiser for the Rivers Firefighters Association. Point to Prove Tour 2025. Coming Saturday to Rivers, the Riverdale Community Center on Main Street. Doors open at 6. Bell is at 7. Now, we're giving you a chance to win tickets. We're going to do this draw tomorrow morning on the show. The winner gets 6 tickets, so you and 5 buddies are going to get to go. 12 and under, by the way, just $10 to go to this. If you get your tickets in advance, they're just $15, but $20 if you wait to get them at the door. Tickets are available at CB Aspire Salon, the Rivers Legion, or any Rivers firefighter. And how do you win these tickets? Go to my Facebook page, look for this picture, the Point to Prove poster, and then underneath, you just have to post one wrestling move. Nick, by the way, put Sharpshooter under there. Brian said the Claw. Bobby Wright said, oh, the Pile Driver is a good move. Pile Driver. Ryan says, nothing beats the Hulk Hogan leg drop. June says, the single leg takedown. Shay says, a frog splash. I've never heard of that one. A frog splash from Eddie or a tombstone from Taker. Megan likes the leg drop. Candy likes the figure four. Jeez, the figure four. Get him in the figure four. Dan says, I can just hear Dan's wrestling voice too in his comment. You never get up from the tombstone. You never get up from the tombstone. Okay, so today's the last day. Get those entries in. We'll make that somebody's good thing when you win those tickets on tomorrow's edition of the show. Getting a lot of attention is this Mrs. Roper party that is coming up at the end of June. I've had people send me all kinds of DMs about this, asking for details. And basically, you know what I know. It's just a special event that they're going to be running at the end of June. However, based on the reaction that we're getting to this thing, you may, if you're in the mood for a fun party, you may want to get on this. They're calling it the Roper Romp. Dress to impress, photo booth, foods, drinks. They're going to change the Elkhorn to the Regal Beagle. This is on June the 29th, a best dressed Mrs. Roper contest, karaoke, 70s music. Colleen says, I'm ready to go. Danny says, awesome. Sharon says, book us in. One of the many events happening this summer at the beautiful Elkhorn Resort in Clarksville, Nordic Spa. Check out their website, elkhornresort.mb.ca, for not only a list of activities at the resort, but also a list of the packages that they have available for you. Maybe you're doing a spring or summer renovation and you need that extra can of paint. See the Co-op Home Building Center near you. With Co-ops of Westman, I know we focus on food a lot, but from home renovations to petroleum products, Co-op gas bars are everywhere, and they offer amazing service. And remember, every time you spend money at the Co-op, that money is reinvested back into the community. So whether it's food, gasoline, or a renovation, visit Co-ops of Westman, Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. Lower your fuel costs. Take advantage of some tax incentives. And virtually no maintenance. There is some maintenance, but it is so much less than a regular vehicle. No oil changes. There's fewer parts, and that means fewer headaches. So if you're looking for an EV, confident your first and last stop will be Murray GM and Brandon, Westman's number one EV dealership, where they put you in charge. Take one for a test drive today. How much are you tipping? It was waiter or waitress day yesterday. I want to know how much you're tipping. What is your benchmark tip? Is it 20%, 50%? This was just the other day at Newark Airport. Anna Tong put this on X. She says, I'm at Newark Airport being asked to tip on a self-checkout transaction. How much should I tip? Oh, my God, the 20%. See, that seems standard. So 20%. You're the one doing the work. You're the one doing the self-checkout. Would you like to leave a tip? I don't understand what that's for. I don't get it. Unless they rebate it, maybe? They give you a refund? So if you tip yourself 20%, that's $4. Maybe they take that off your total. She bought a candy bar, a small candy bar, like Halloween trick-or-treat candy bar, and a chicken salad that probably Tyler size probably gives me 3 bites. And it came to $23. Oh, my God. For a salad and a candy bar, forget that. And then you ask for a tip. Oh, my God. I would have lost my mind. I would have been one of those guys going viral at the airport, trashing the computer. Uh-oh, fat white guy's trashing your computer. Look at him. Oh, get your phones out. Get your phones out. Oh, my God. Look at that guy. Oh, he's trashing it. What's going on? Some people's kids, he probably got into the mushrooms. Plus, there's the exchange. It's like $30 Canadian for a salad this big. Oh, my God, we're all going to starve. If I have to walk up, drive up, or get my food, there's no tip, says Quentin. I have no problem no tipping if I get bad service. I'll just say it as it is. If I get bad service, there's no tip. Subway asks for the tip if you pay with debit card. I guess you have to ask. And if it's no 95% of the time, it's yes 5% of the time. Shannon says, I always tip, but it depends on how well the service is. That's how I thought this whole thing worked. Tracy says, depends. Shitty service won't get you a 25 or 30% tip. I like how people are quick to say what they won't do, but what about if it is crappy? Do you ever not tip? Do you ever just walk away? It's like, I'm sorry. Your knots get nothing. Tosh starts at 10%, works her way up from there. So even 10%, if it's really, really bad, I don't know. I think it sends a message. If the food is not great, the service not great, I never see the waitress after she takes the order. You know what I mean? Like, Gail says it's just a standard 15. Bobby just says, I tip what I can afford. Cindy says, from what I understand, in some places, the restaurants that have a tip share program lose money when customers don't tip 10%. I know nothing about the restaurant business. I can't understand how that actually works. Michaela says about $5 to $10, depending on the service. Mary Lou says, I believe the tip culture has gotten way out of hand. Rick says, Tyler, regardless, you should do 10%. Regardless, you should do 10%, even if it's awful, even if they mixed everything up and they did a poor job. I mean, not that I'm trying to get away with no tip. It's a really nice experience. I don't mind tipping 20%. And sometimes I have gone above that. Sometimes when somebody has really knocked out of the park, they're almost bothering you at the table. Can I get you anything else? Is everything okay? Oh, you got a little bit of pop left? Let me top that up for you. You're like, whoa, you're almost bothering me. You know what I'm talking about? You get those waitresses, waiter waitresses, and it's like they're coming around all the time, but they're doing a tremendous job. You're like, got to give them 30% because it sends a message that, listen, I appreciate you. Listen, you are on your game. Waiter Timmy, who's, can I take your order? Then goes into the witness protection program. I can't find Timmy. I'm out of drink. My throat. Where's my food? I ordered it an hour ago. Timmy's gone. Colette says 20% minimum, more if the service was excellent. Why? Because most of the servers have to split their tips with the kitchen because they don't generally make a living wage because they count on tips. Because if I can't afford to pay 20%, I shouldn't be eating out. When you visit America, and I know maybe you're just holding back now or maybe you're not, but the next time you go, chances are the tip you leave will not be taxed. We all know that waiters and waitresses are supposed to declare their tips on their income tax, like Quentin did on his $10. And in this country, the government takes 3/4 of that $10 with a pair of scissors and cuts it, and they get to keep a whole bunch. In the U.S., you get to keep your tips. There are some rules to the game, though. You have to make less than $160,000 a year, U.S. Okay, Stan, that should not be a problem. If you are a waiter or a waitress or any kind of service business and you're making over $160,000 US a year, that is like that's like 205,000 Canadian. I think you should be okay. I think this would pretty much apply to everybody. And the most you can get away with, the limit to the no tax on tips, is limited to $25,000. Your first 25 grand. I don't know how in the hell they're going to keep track of that. But basically, if you're a part of a wait staff and you max out at 25,000, that works out to about $500 a week in tips if you're working 52 weeks a year. So yes, tipping, and more tipping. The secret move that gets waiters and waitresses bigger tips. I hate to admit it, but that's the first sign that this person is going to get a big tip. But not all of them can pull it off. Have you ever had this at a restaurant? The secret move. Hi, welcome to XYZ Restaurant. My name is Tyler. The special of the day is macaroni soup with head cheese. It's on special for $1.99. Can I take your order? Yes, I would like 5 different drinks in a variety of style glasses, please. Okay, yeah, all right. I would also like 12 dishes from the children's menu and 3 from the adult menu. I'd like them served at different temperatures. Okay, yeah, no problem. I'd like the children's menu served at just very, very warm. I'd like the adult ones served cold, actually. I prefer cold food. Are you keeping track of this? Oh, yeah, no problem. I've got, and you're saying to yourself, I'm asking for a lot of stuff here with my order. I hope you remember all that. But when they do, when they come back and they have got it all nailed down and they didn't write anything, that's impressive. That's impressive. With a smile on their face. And have you ever had that happen? Would you prefer your waiter or waitress to write things down? Do you care? As long as they get it right. But it always scares me. It gives me some anxiety when they don't write it down. Are you sure you don't want to write this down? Oh, because there's nothing worse than when you mention you should probably write this all down. And she says, no, I'm good. and you ordered a clubhouse with fries, and she brings you over like spaghetti and meat sauce. And Bernice says, OMG, that just happened last week when I went out with my friends. The waitress also learned and remembered each of our names. Oh, 30%. It worked for her. Yeah, she's getting a big tip. Had another Sunseeker post online a car detailing, and that is so fantastic. Thank you for doing that. Thanks for mentioning the Co-op Gas Bar. Thank you for mentioning Auto Fashion. They work so hard over there. They do such a great job, whether it be interior and exterior detailing, ceramic coating and paint protection. If you've got hail damage to your vehicle, they are MPI, SGI accredited. So do see them for any hail damage you might have. Or any kind of TLC you need for your vehicle whatsoever. You'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Best West Pet Foods and Lee's Buffet, that 18th Street strip mall there. The easiest thing to do, though, is visit their website, autofashion.ca. You can see the laundry list of items that they provide for you and your vehicle. At Kuiper's Family Bakery, I want you to think of the last time you bought baked goods, okay? What store did you buy it from? And how far was the oven from the shelf? Bet you it was a long ways away. Sometimes when you're buying baked goods, the oven that cooked that bread, that baked that bread, is not even in the same town. It came from out of town, came from down the road. Now, I'd need to take a tape measure next time I'm into Kuiper's, but I would venture to say it's 30 feet between the oven and the shelf. Why do you care? Because when the oven is 30 feet from the shelf, you know that it is going from the pan into a little baggie, little twist tie, and it's on the shelf, bang, ready for you. There it goes, 30 feet. Okay, bring in some more supply of those. And that's why their breads are so tender and squishy and delicious and delightful, and you just love them. You can't beat fresh. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Pick out many of their amazing products. Go in today and get yourself a treat at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. Taste the tradition baked into every bite. And the official oil change of the Tyler Glenn Show is Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Your car loves you for changing its oil. It needs to be done. It's like a bath or a shower. You need to keep that stuff clean, just like you need to keep yourself clean. And you're doing good by your car. You're also doing good by your community, because every oil change includes a donation to Bear Clan, Helping Hands, and Samaritan House. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. We're moving to a cashless society, and this is causing a big stir down the road in Winnipeg. Look at these. App to Pay is what it's called. Now, this is Jeff Keel. He did news in Brandon. He's standing beside this machine. Look at it. There it is. This machine will no longer have that slot for your card. You'll no longer be able to tap even. You'll have to use App to Pay. Well, how is that going to work for people in Brandon?
Veda Martins likes to use loonies and toonies to pay for parking at the meter.
I always need a reason to get rid of change, and I feel like that's just the perfect way to just get rid of all my coins.
But that won't be an option much longer.
I feel like that's not great for a lot of people, perhaps.
The city is set to eliminate the remaining 250 parking meters in the West End, downtown, and the Exchange this summer.
To replace the parking meters, it'd be kind of like going to VHS tapes in a Netflix world.
It says the technology on the meters is outdated. They are prone to vandalism, and the cost to replace them is $3.6 million.
Isn't everything in Winnipeg prone to vandalism?
$1 million annually to operate them.
We need to try to consistently look for value for money for the residents of Winnipeg. And with the advancing technology and looking at value for money and then weighing how many people are already using the app and how many people could be using the app.
Right now, the city says more than 80% of parking transactions are done by drivers using the Pay by Phone app.
It's actually a fairly secure and reliable app. It processes a lot of transactions every day.
This is way easier, especially in the wintertime when sometimes the machines would fail.
Zoe Reimer swears by the app. She would never go back to paying by card or coin at the meter.
Because it's easy, because I can list more than one vehicle in there at a time.
But the downtown biz says the move will not make it easier for people to come downtown, as some businesses say their customers rely on the pay stations.
I think it is a really poor decision. It's creating a system of discrimination.
Kari England of Toad Hall Toys says they already help customers who struggle to find a meter and pay, and this will only make things worse.
Not everybody has a smartphone. Not everybody has a credit card that they can attach to it.
For drivers who still want to use cash, the city says the prepaid booklets will still be available.
Prepaid booklets. So if you're visiting Winnipeg later this summer, hopefully you've got one of those prepaid booklets. Cashless. The cashless society. Do we even need money anymore? This argument that the one lady said, not everybody has a smartphone. I don't know if I buy that. Canada has 41.6 million active cell phones, not just cell phones lying around. We have 42 million cell phones. We don't have 42 million people. It equates to 104% of the population. So that means realistically over 90% have a cell phone.
Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
More talk on where you've seen they won't take money anymore. I'd like to hear from you. Where are they not taking cash money anymore? I know sporting events, the Jets, the Winnipeg Jets, not taking cash money anymore. Got to have Interact or credit to make purchases at Canada Life Center, one of many places that aren't accepting money anymore. Tosh says it's a great idea. I know when I put my money in parking meters, half the time it doesn't even work, so you're losing your money. It's about time to take them out. Drew responds by saying cash is king. Really? Cash is king. Denise says asses up, elbows down. It's starting. Uh-oh. Denise has got, is she pulling her tinfoil hat down? Brandy says elderly people already suffer with everything you have to do online. Now they have to struggle with this. Maybe they should fix the problem of paying for parking in the first place and get rid of that. It's ridiculous. I was thinking to myself, if we had to get a hold of a senior citizen right now, you will be able to buy, I guess, parking pass certificates that you'll be able to use. I don't know where you put those, I guess, into the app. I don't like the fact I have to download an app that I'm only going to use once. That's probably what gets to me. Sheila says, this is terrible. I hope people just stop going. If they don't let me park there easily, they don't want my business. Amber says the ones in Victoria have a box station pretty much on every block that can take cash, but using an app is available as well. So you have the option of cash, card, or the app. Hopefully something similar is implemented in Winnipeg. Well, Amber missed the first hour of our show. Connie says this is ridiculous. Cash is golden. Cash is a figment of our imagination. Remember the time we had a virus and they sent us cash? How did that come in, by the way? How was that? Did they show up? Ding dong. Hello, I'm from the government. There's a virus. You need money to live? My name is Bruce, and I have a suitcase. Click, click. Inside this suitcase is cash for you to use during the pandemic. Here you go. Here is your cash. No, what they did is they sent you digital money. You went online to your bank account. That's the other thing. Online banking. I mean, everybody is online banking. I don't know. Jolene says the dollar you just spent has charges from your bank, their bank, service provider fees. All of a sudden, it's not a dollar anymore. It's your local store. Peter says the city's options for those without phones who want to park. Calm down. Technology and internet are not always reliable. The business I worked for during the Rogers outage lost a lot of money that day. Yeah, Bell went down yesterday in Ontario and Quebec. Not the entire province, but it was big enough that it made the national news. And if you aren't feeling all that good, maybe you need Menoprev or Menochill. Oh, wow. Take a look at these fantastic products. Women's health products are on sale this month in the CanPrev flyer. Be sure to visit Headley's to grab these great deals. You can nurture balance in your life through every stage. Did you know your hormones work closely with your reproductive organs? Estrogen regulates menstrual cycles, fertility, and menopause. Progesterone ensures a safe environment for pregnancy, supporting overall balance. When there's too much or too little, it can affect your entire body. Supplements like these provide balance. That's why it's called Nurture Balance. Products like Menoprev, Menochill, Women's Multivitamin, Prenatal Vitamins, Healthy Hormones, helping to relieve premenstrual symptoms. This will help me. Check it out. They do have a doctor there, Blessed Mama. There is a bit of a waiting list. She's incredibly popular. Thank you for that question. And part of why I don't mention it. I really should, but there's a waiting list to get in. Get on the waiting list if you'd like one. If you'd like an appointment, go in there, tell them Tyler sent you, and say, can I get put on the waiting list to see the doctor? And she's got an incredible practice there, Brittany. Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, just east of Murray GM. At App Law Office, they'll be helpful too, because when you're buying a piece of property, you want to be celebrating. You want to be into the champagne. You want to be ordering pizzas for the people helping you move. You don't want to have to be worrying about your legal stuff. That's why you've got a good lawyer. They'll help you with buying or selling real estate, even planning an estate or a will or dealing with one. Or if you're making some business changes, they can handle it all at App Law Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Have you tried it yet? It's pretty awesome. I like the sauce myself. The Chipotle sauce that Ryan has put together, it is a limited time offer. It's a Canadian breakfast done Ryan's way, 100% Canadian freshly cracked eggs, perfectly scrambled, served up with crispy hash browns, sausage crumble, and a creamy Chipotle sauce. You can get it in a wrap or the loaded box, but really what people are going crazy about is the Oreo cookie drink, because you get Oreo in every slurp. The Oreo double stuffed ice cap. It's got cookie crumble. It's got vanilla syrup, layers of vanilla flavored whipped cream, and more Oreo cookie crumble on top. Oh my God. And who doesn't love Oreo cookies? So go for the beautiful Oreo cookie double stuffed ice cap at Tim Hortons. 10 locations to serve you: Brandon, Verdun, Nipawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. I am a huge sucker for Oreos. It's my favorite. The cookies, you know, when you put cream with them, ice cream, I think maybe because I find like an Oreo cookie just a little too sweet, but when you put it with something else like ice cream or a creamy drink or what, it's heaven. It's heaven. It's so good. It's so good. Anyway, enough of that. New airplanes are going to start being retrofitted with seats. Not all of them, thank God, but some of them are going to be retrofitted with seats. I think the first airline that puts these things in is going to be in for a lot of social media blowback. They look innocent enough. Nice yellow seat. She looks to be seated right there. They call these stand-up seats.
And on the rear, you can have these seats, Skyrider 2.0, allowing you to have, of course, instead of a full eco, low-cost carrier, three classes low-cost carrier.
This is what's coming. They're building seats that you are not technically sitting in. In fact, they have their engineers. This is not even a joke. You're going to be half standing. And then the seat is ergonomically designed. This way they can get an extra three or four rows in per segment on the aircraft. But what if you could get a cheap flight? Standing up on an airplane as if flying, as if those seats could get any worse. Oh my God. Well, at least my knees wouldn't be up against you as you sit in front of me. So I'm jammed in there already. My God. People are going bananas because Tom Cruise was recently seen eating popcorn. He was at a screening of his new movie, Mission Impossible, that is going to be in release this Memorial Day long weekend, taking on the live-action Lilo and Stitch. And he was getting an award at the same time, some film award in London. And they're going to introduce him, and he's going to say a few words. But like most of us, before the movie starts, I'm terrible at this. I'm already three-quarters of the way through my popcorn. Same with Tom Cruise. Except the reason the internet is talking about it is because they say he eats popcorn like an old man. So here's the video of him eating.
At some point.
So I'm just going to mute this because he's just talking. They're talking about the award that they're going to give him. There's nothing of intrinsic value in having the audio on. What you want to do is watch Tom Cruise eat popcorn. Here we go. There he is. And he grabs a mouthful. And look at they're taking pictures of him. Look, he does the grab and jab. The grab and jab, and then pops it in like that. It's a nothing burger, simply a man eating popcorn. But the internet, oh, you gotta love the internet. They're having a field day with this. Tom Cruise is eating popcorn like a middle-aged dad. Do I need to remind you at this moment in time that Tom Cruise is 62 years old? Guys, if that's not middle age, I don't know what. I know he doesn't look it. God bless him. But he's 62. And the last time I checked, he's also a dad. So you want to be famous, right? You want to be a movie star so they can criticize the way you eat popcorn? Tom Cruise will eat the way he wants because he's Tom Cruise. That's how my grandpa used to eat roasted peanuts. The dad shake and throw in the mouth. This is peak male performance. Thank God no one followed him into the bathroom halfway through the... This is Tom Cruise. Sounds like he's lifting some pretty heavy furniture in there. Oh my God. Tom, I know you do your own stunts, but man, you need to eat more popcorn. I think that, you know, as we prepare for the end of the world as we know it, and I'll be fine. A cheeseburger in a can sounds like a good idea. This is what it looks like, apparently, in Denmark. People go crazy for these. They love these. You can take them to the campsite with you. You can eat it cold, or you can put it in boiling hot water, then crack that baby open. There is the can if you're looking to buy it. I'm going to have to go on to Amazon to prepare for the end of days. Cheeseburger from a can. I think I see a pickle. So would you eat this? Would you eat a cheeseburger from a can? I love cheeseburgers. This would be a bit of a tough go. But you know what? People in Denmark say it actually tastes good. Don't judge a book by its cover, as the saying goes.
This book doesn't. Oh, my God.
Molly says no. WTF. MJ says 1,000% no.
How much does one of these cost?
This product has officially, as of spring 2025, been discontinued. Oh, crap. We missed it. Maybe I'll go on eBay and I will find, because they just finished discontinuing it. And these things last forever. So somebody somewhere has got one of these. My life mission will be to be scouring the corners of the dark web for my cheeseburger in a can. Look at this. Oh, it's going to be fantastic. This has been years in the making. Years in the making. It is just weeks away from opening the beautiful new trampoline park. Turtle Island Adventure Sky Jump. I told you it was a place for family fun. Not only do they have great concerts, good food, amazing lodging, They've got friendly staff, Canadian apart, and now soon to come, in just a matter of weeks, the Sky Jump Turtle Island Adventure Park. Just 90 minutes south of Brandon in Belcourt. So you can stay in the hotel, have some great food. Kids can have fun in the water park or the adventure park. Very cool. At the beautiful Sky Dancer Casino, where the sky's the limit, skydancercasino.com. Hey, at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue, they have got a new sale on starting today. It's called the True North Super Sale. They have been proudly Canadian since 1909. For a country as big as Canada, it deserves a big sale on furniture, mattresses, electronics, super specials on things like the Maxwell Power Reclining Sofa. Save $700 on for just $999. Big savings on appliances. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon and at leons.ca. Get that application in for scholarships. The deadline is fast approaching. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca to download your application, because Sunrise is offering $24,000 in scholarships to support area students. Grad season is quickly approaching, and still with Sunrise Credit Union, ask to get signed up for direct alerts. Receive real-time alerts on your phone anytime anything is happening with your bank account at Sunrise Credit Union. Many have already signed up for the service, but they do want to make folks aware that from security alerts to payment alerts, investment alerts, everyone likes to be in the loop, especially when it comes to your finances. And Sunrise Credit Union is on the cutting edge of technology, not to mention with 20 area locations to serve you across southwestern Manitoba. They are a cooperative bank. So again, the money they make gets reinvested back into the community. Yeah, our time has run out. The clock on the wall says it is time to go. Oh, no. Oh, Cindy is in Pizza Paw making mode. No matter what you're doing, be safe, have fun, and for God's sake, get outside. Please enjoy that sunshine, Sunseekers. It's going to be an amazing day. You guys have a great day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.